just hours after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in the Afghan capital, a reminder of the instability that plagues the country. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack in which several rockets were fired toward the Kabul International Airport. Mattis's visit was meant to highlight unity in the face of the continued unrest.
We will not abandon Afghanistan to a merciless enemy trying to kill its way to power.
Coalition leaders were upbeat, saying President Donald Trump's new strategy is already having positive effects.
I welcome President Trump's new condition-based approach to Afghanistan and the region. Much progress has been made, but there is still too much violence, still too much instability, and still too much corruption.
The U.S. is sending 3,000 more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number of U.S. forces here to over 14,000. Trump says they won't come home until conditions on the ground warrant it. For now, that's not the case. A U.S. military official speaking on background acknowledged the conflict is still within the bounds of a stalemate. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Kabul.